Good morning. Locally dense fog developed overnight across a good chunk of interior New York and New England as temperatures remained in the 30s. A strong early winter storm continues to move through the Midwest and Ohio Valley toward the eastern Great Lakes. Clouds in our region have been thickening all night long, and rain is beginning to develop in western and central New York and heading in our direction. It'll arrive over the course of the morning. At the same time, an upper-level disturbance is producing colder air, and it looks like some of the rain could change over to wet snow across the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Otherwise, a cold rain for the afternoon for interior New York and New England, with high temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another storm system will develop along the mid-Atlantic coast and work its way up the East Coast. Together, the two systems pushing through will generate more precipitation tonight. More locations will see wet snow, especially across the hills and mountains, where at least a few inches are possible, while the valley locations will continue to see a cold rain overnight. Low temperatures will range from the lower to middle 30s, with upper 30s for lows in the valleys south of I-90. As the system tracks away from the region during the day on Tuesday, the upper-level disturbance will still have to pivot through. As a result, we'll have a continuation of rain and snow showers during the day, and high temperatures will be in the 30s. We can look for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation, especially across the higher terrain in New England on Tuesday morning and into the afternoon. By Wednesday, we'll all be left with mostly cloudy skies and a few leftover snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. High pressure will build in for the end of the week on Thursday and Friday, keeping it dry with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-30s before another disturbance approaches with a chance of showers over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the ongoing winter storm across the central United States will continue shifting eastward into the Great Lakes. Significant snow and blizzard conditions continue, with upwards of 6 inches of additional snowfall likely, with locally higher amounts up to a foot. The combination of heavy snow, gusty winds, and blizzard conditions will continue to result in dangerous travel conditions and power outages. Blizzard and winter storm warnings, along with winter weather advisories, are in effect from parts of the Central Plains to Lower Michigan. Meanwhile, after a brief break this weekend, another round of heavy rain has moved into the Pacific Northwest, eventually extending southward into Northern California by tomorrow. Excessive rainfall and flash flooding are both possible, especially near the coast. Accumulating snow is also likely in the higher terrain of the Washington Cascades and parts of the Northern Rockies, with freezing rain possible at the lower elevations. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility in fog, 23 degrees, with a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, a quarter-mile visibility in fog, 35 degrees, the dew point 33, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 11 below zero at Elk Park, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain heavy at times, fog in the lower 50s, Boston, cloudy and breezy with rain moving in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 38, that's 2 degrees above normal. 23 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month 4.73 inches, which is 1.97 inches above normal, and 40.38 inches for the year, which is 4.49 inches of precipitation above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 9 inches for the season, which is 6.8 inches above normal. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 699, which is 88 above normal, and 1,241 for the season, which is 15 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees. The average low, 29. The record high, 67, set in 1979 and in 1895, and the record low, 11 below zero in 1938. Sunrise this morning is at 7 a.m., sunset this evening 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain moving in today, mixing with snow in the mountains and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain and snow tonight becoming all snow, especially across the higher terrain in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving in today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid 40s. More rain and fog tonight in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs around 40. More rain tonight mixed with wet snow across the mountains and lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain moving in today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More rain and fog tonight, lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More rain tonight, mixed with wet snow across the mountains, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers in the higher terrain, rain showers in the valleys, upper 30s. A few snow showers Wednesday in the mid-30s. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday in the mid-30s. And a chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.